I would like to move on to doing a little demonstration of coaching. Just so that we can have a little chat and debrief after. One-off coaching sessions are always a challenge because, just so you know, if you're going for your credential, ACC, PCC, or MCC, I'm going to make a strong recommendation, as I do to my mentoring clients, to not do one-off coaching sessions, because the first session is hard to develop the trust and intimacy that has you feel relaxed enough to maybe ask a challenging question, to make observations at a deeper level. So you're doing yourself a disservice if you're only recording once-off sessions. So this is a once-off session. I doubt, not that it's not possible, I doubt that I can do my best coaching in this situation. It's not to say it's not possible, but I doubt it because of exactly what I said. And I make available to my clients recordings of series of sessions that I've recorded so they can experience and notice the difference between a first session, a second, a third, and so on, because this is an important concept. It's like building the relationship. So I wanted to just give you that as a tip for those who are preparing for your credential, but also why I highly recommend you always do ongoing coaching, at least three sessions with each client if you are doing your credentialing. So what I'm looking for is probably just 20 minutes. We may not get through a whole session. And it's someone who has a specific situation. Don't want to talk about your general business or marketing. I mean, that's just a bigger topic. And so if you have a specific challenge that you have with a certain situation, if you have a particular thing that you want to work toward, you know, a vision or something that you want to just take the next step and explore. They're the sorts of topics that I'm looking for. So I'd love to hear, I think that we're going to do an email, is that right? Or did anyone email?
Kathy, have we had any volunteers?
Not yet. I just checked and not yet. So if you want to volunteer, everybody email me at support@icfmichigan.org.
Well, or what we can do since Carly's ready to do the coaching, do we have anyone in our audience who would be willing to be a volunteer and work with Carly for a bit? You'll play the role of the client. You just have to, you're not going to be doing coaching. She's going to walk us through the process.
Yes, this is Carly again, and I'm going to say you just need to be yourself, and I don't want an artificial situation. It has to be real for you. You have to be this person, not pretend that you're someone else. So make it about you. It's all about you.
Carly?
Yes.
Carly, this is Barry.
Barry?
Yes.
Hi.
I have a very specific situation that I'm in the middle of, and I'm navigating my way through it. So it would be very interesting to put that on the table today.
Okay, thank you. Can you just give us a brief synopsis of what that situation is? And for your own privacy and protection, just don't use any company names or anything. Just change any name that you may want to in this situation.
Okay. Well, the company is actually just me. I have been blogging and developing a brand called The Quotable Coach. So for the last year and a half, every Monday through Friday, I take a famous quote from a famous person that I find provocative, and then in two or three sentences, I develop a little coaching inquiry or a discussion around that quote, and then I give the reader of the quote and the commentary a small exercise to apply that idea and thought to their life or to their career in about 30 seconds or less. So over the last year and a half, we've developed perhaps 420 to 450 of those quotes, and I'm in the process of developing it into both a book and an ebook. And I'm working with a writing coach in Oxford, England, and I'm right in the middle of it all. So it's very fascinating and very new for me. And I'm always looking for resources and ways of doing it better, quicker, faster, and more successfully. So that's the situation.
Okay, so what specifically do you want differently in this situation that I could help you with that your writing coach can't?
Well, I guess you know, the whole world of publishing and writing these days is kind of like an open playing field. So, you know, obviously, I'm interested in, you know, maximizing my efforts and my collaborative interactions with her and others to make the biggest impact in terms of making this book and this resource available to more people.
Okay.
So about a month and a half ago, I went to Washington, D.C., and I worked with Sam Horn, who wrote the book called Pop. And she was the founder and facilitator of the Maui Writers Conference. And we had a mastermind group of about 12 people to explore, you know, where and how to expedite a high-priority project.
Okay. So I'm going to thank you. I that sort of feels like a big, big topic you've brought, and I don't know the specifics of it, but I'm going to put that on the table and just see who else may have some coaching, a coaching topic that's more specific. I appreciate you putting that forward, though, Barry. Thank you.
Okay.
So who else might have, a topic that you would like some movement forward on?
Other individuals who would be interested in being coached.
I guess you're it, Barry. You're it for today.
Barry, are you still there?
I'm back, I guess.
Great.
Okay. So we'll do this about 20 minutes, and I ask that, you know, we're going to hone in. It's a very big topic that you've brought. I'm going to sort of ask you to and work with you on a coaching session agreement to get to something specific just for the purpose of demonstrating that. So if you can think that way too for this session, seeing it's a very specific purpose that we have for this call versus your ongoing coaching, that would be helpful. Is that doable for you?
Sure.
Okay. So what is it that you would like to specifically accomplish in this short time, 20 minutes we have together?
Well, I guess if I get more focused, this working on a book for me is somewhat of a new venture in terms of collaboration. So, you know, I've been a sole practitioner as a coach for over 20 years, and I've really not done too many major initiatives in a collaborative sense. So, you know, working with and through a variety of other resources is somewhat new to me. So I'm just discovering how to play nice with others in this sandbox.
That's fun. And so you mentioned that collaboration is new. Was there anything else that is particularly different for you other than collaboration in this?
Well, actually, the whole aspect of writing has actually been, I guess you could call it a fear of mine. I made a proposal to the ICF Global Conference to present on the topic of the reluctant writer, and the idea was from blog to book. So I coined this word coaching. So combining coaching and the use of quotes as a, you know, fundamental half-and-half technique. And my whole life, from being a young boy, I always remember my father correcting my papers and seeing all the red markers. So in some ways, I found that it was safe to use my voice to actually as a way of writing. So it's a relatively new territory for me in terms of my spoken now becoming a written voice, with the intention of contributing more to others beyond my own individual one-on-one coaching.
Mm. I hear that there's a expansion. Sounds like if you're collaborating, playing in other sandbox, and yet there's this writing that is a fear. So now I hear that you've put that on the table as well, that writing is a fear, and this whole concept of collaboration and playing in the sandbox with others. So is there anything else that you feel is potentially something that you would like to put on the table here for our coaching?
Well, I've actually called my project Daring Greatly based upon Brené Brown's work.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely brings up a degree of vulnerability and an aspect of being courageous to simply say, you know, I have a voice, I have something to contribute. And in some ways, I've played small in my little world very nicely for quite a while. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm getting turned down for things and people are saying no. And, you know, it's a little disconcerting.
Yeah, I can understand that. And as you speak, I noticed your voice just went down a notch there, just in energy. So now you've brought in the whole thing of being vulnerable. You've now talked about a number of things. So I'm now wondering, having spoken those things out loud, what would be a meaningful outcome for you by the end of this coaching session?
I'm not sure. You know, it's something that I'm just trying on these days, and being okay with the, I guess I could use a phrase called like dancing on Jell-O. I usually have a tremendous amount of foundational footing and security and strength, and now, you know, I've opened the door to other people's thoughts and opinions, and, you know, will they like it, and will it be popular, and who cares, and everything else. So right now it's a an unstable place to be. It's exciting and adventurous and interesting, and at the same time I'm used to having a lot more foundational footing and stability to most of the things I work on.
Mm.
So I'm looking for, I guess, that sense of security, trying to find a comfort zone in an area of operating outside that comfort zone, which this project is.
Yes, I was just going to ask you, but you've just said that. I was going to say, what would you be experiencing if you weren't dancing on Jell-O?
You know, I've always been a person who kind of likes to know the answer. I appreciate inquiry, but that's for other people. And, you know, my own inquiry is, you know, both delightful and risky to some degree. So it's just, I'm just experiencing and being aware of my own feelings and emotions around this. And it's a little bit new.
So what would be the shift that you would like to make in order to experience this whole process in a way that serves and supports you?
I'm not sure. I guess there's like an inner knowing and an inner, like a gyroscopic, you know, foundation. Like, I'm on the right path. I'm doing the right things. I'm at the right place. And, you know, just being fully okay and powerful around everything I'm doing around that. And at the same time, there's the wanting to do it right equation as well.
Mm. Yeah, so there's a lot of internal thoughts and feelings going on here, which is understandable. You're trying something new. And I'm wondering now where you're at, what would you like to have by the end of our time together?
I guess there's a greater sense of centeredness and confidence around the path that I've engaged in.
Mm-hmm. And how would you know you had a greater sense of centeredness and confidence in this path?
Well, it would be great to have a sign from God that it would warm up here in Michigan or something. I don't know.
And the Jell-O would feel warmer than being chilly?
Yeah, something like that. My sense is that, you know, like a calm centeredness, a peace of mind, a sense of security around you know, all things are fine. You know, it is a dance. It is an iterative process, and that's okay.
Mm. So you would have that feeling that you could check in at the end of our session and see how far you've moved along that calm-centeredness, that peace of mind.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So do you feel like we've now got to something that would be useful for us to explore a little further in this coaching?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So how would you like to move forward from here?
Well, I guess I'd be interested in what you're noticing and your instincts regarding where you feel I'm powerful or secure or strong, or where you feel that there's some trepidation in my speaking.
Okay. I'm happy to be a reflection point for you. So what would be the things that you need to have in, you mentioned being powerful. What does that mean to you exactly?
Well, for me, being powerful is, you know, living and operating and engaging in my life, you know, consistent with my vision and values. So those include integrity. Those include helping other people. It includes honor and courage and leadership and cooperation and extraordinary relationships. So when I'm, you know, living and acting consistent with those things, I feel powerful. And this book is an expression of that. And yet the engagement in the outside world and being vulnerable just, you know, it's not an inner power. It's, you know, letting other people have an opinion or to be able to judge and have some influence on, you know, what does success look like internally for me and what does success in the outer world appear to be as well.
Mm. So you're back to that. It's the dance. There is jello involved. There is an unstable quality to this because you don't know. I mean, people will have their own opinions always. So is there a quote or a metaphor that you love that really describes this particular stability, instability, or jello, no jello type of scenario that you're describing?
Nothing specific. You know, the quote that I like probably the most that's foundational to what I do as a coach is by a gentleman named Thule Klutzleberg. And his famous quote is, you know, when patterns are broken, new worlds will emerge. And I think what we do as coaches is we engage people in a conversation about what new world they would like to emerge. And for me, you know, my desire at this point in my coaching career is to go beyond my ability to coach 35 people in a week and to be able to be impactful and influential on a broader scope. And that includes coaching other coaches, but it also includes getting this message of coaching is for everyone and everybody deserves it out into the world, which is where the quotable coach came from. So that's just all new territory for me. So if I want that new world to emerge, I need to break my own patterns, and that's where I find myself right now.
And that is a really beautiful quote. And I can understand why it's your favorite one. And I am wondering how that concept of breaking patterns so new ones can emerge fits with your values that you say are foundational to who you are.
Well, it seems like I can still keep the same foundational values. It just comes up with, you know, how do they get expressed? So at a certain level, I can express those values and be safe and secure in my little world. And at the same time, if we escalate each of those values and look at a higher expression of those values in the outside world, I leave kind of the safety and security of my little world and stick my neck out with the potential risks that are associated with that from the outside world. So that's why the project is called Daring Greatly, because it involves both the courage to risk and the vulnerability of being seen and known and judged.
Mm-hmm. And how have you experienced this sort of stepping out in the world in the past?
Well, my first effort at blogging was a huge failure. I blogged for about 16 to 18 months and never had more than about 20 people read it at any one time. So that was, in my estimation, not particularly a success. I was probably doing that on my own in my own little world. And by, you know, venturing into collaborative relationships, I found that there was another individual that had a similar writing voice to my speaking voice, and I engaged her as my partner in helping me do that. So that was a real breakthrough for me, of being open and receptive to the coaching and input and collaborative contributions that other people could make to me.
Hmm. So how can you use that knowledge more in this situation?
Well, it appears that simply allowing more people to contribute to me versus, I'm the coach, I'm the contributor, I'm somehow, on one side of that equation. So this is a new experience for me. So, this whole idea of collaboration and participation with people who have skills and expertise beyond my own is very, very new.
And since we started this little coaching session, I've noticed that you went from sort of this, like the vision of the external, how it is and what you want and where this all came from, to feeling like you're very deeply connected to why this is so important to you and the courage and the vulnerability it takes to step out of your comfort zone. And I just want to check in with you how this is tracking toward what you said you wanted to get out of our time together.
Well, what I'm picking up from your thoughts and your reflections is, for me, coaching is so about who I am as a person. It's like breathing for me. So use the term breathing. And I need to fill my lungs and I need to express those things to be fully alive. So this is the next iteration or another expression of my skills and abilities and my contribution to the world as a coach. And taking any small confines or restrictions that have been on me and breaking some of those shackles a little bit. And it almost gives you a sense that if you think about certain kind of animals who molt or shed their skin, I've been pushing against that skin, and I'm beginning the discomfort of breaking free and breaking out of that into the next iteration of Barry Dem.
Hmm. What a beautiful process that you're in and allowing yourself to be in, and I have no doubt that it's going to actually also be of support to the people that that are around you as clients and just in general. Because you're modeling the very thing that you want for the world. Is you want the courage, the vulnerability, and the quotes all somehow. I see there's a merging. I sense a merging. I'm wondering how you would perceive that merging of all these concepts from the inner and the outer.
It doesn't look very organized. It seems to be a little chaotic at this moment, but being okay with the chaos and being okay with the dance, sometimes it's messy out there. And it's nice to sweep things into nice, neat little piles, and in some ways I try to do that. But, sometimes it has to look a little messy before it gets, organized, I guess.
Yeah. That sounds like something that is just a truth. I mean, in life, that's how it happens. It doesn't all happen in pretty little parcels and gifted. So I'm wondering what might you want to do differently in order to be in this process completely as it is?
I'm not sure if there's anything to do differently. I think it's more like it's about be do have. You seem to tap into my beingness, my values, my beliefs, and then simply looking at where and how those things get expressed in what I do and who I do those things with seems to be good enough. And then we'll take a look at what we have down the road.
So the next step is to just something that is around your being.
Yes.
So is there a particular something that you want to remember to do in your being? I hate to say that, but I don't know how else to say that. And it sounds so coach jargon when I say that.
Well, actually, something that I did just recently, I create a life vision statement with every client that I work with. And over the Christmas holidays, I worked on and revised my own, which I do once a year. But what I also did was I actually displayed it at home, in my bathroom, in multiple places, and I have another copy that I displayed in my office. And I tend to look at that and reflect on that both at the beginning of the day as I, kind of manifest my day, and I also look at it at the end of the day in terms of where and how I've been engaged in, living true to that, both through my coaching and through my other expressions of coaching, including this writing project. So I feel pretty solid there. It's just the, will they like it and will it be successful and, what's it all like, because I've never been down that road before. So it's still it's like a roller coaster. It's both exciting and terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. Roller coasters can be terrifying and they can be exciting. So it's like your choice where you put your attention. The last thing I'd love to ask you is how would you like to allow, or who particularly, if anyone, would you like to allow to help contribute to you in this whole dance?
Well, part of this, being known and speaking up in this forum, the Michigan coaching community, I really feel, is very much my community and part of my community, and I'm part of it. So, if anybody has any instincts or a sense of a contribution or perspective that they thought would be helpful, I would invite anybody on this call to reach out in that effort to contribute in some form or fashion if they have that instinct.
Great. I'm glad you put that out there. So, Barry, just before we start wrapping up here, I just want to check, is there anything, are you ready to start wrapping up this session?
Sure.
So can we go back then to the measure of success here that you said, a calm centeredness and a peace of mind would be present. So where are you at now versus where we started?
It's kind of like I'm out there and I didn't die, so I guess that's okay. So when you put yourself out there, even in this conversation, I guess I felt that it was still a safe place in talking with you, and it's a safe place being among my coaching community. And I never intended to speak up today, but I guess all things lined up that nobody else volunteered, and there it was for me, somebody on my shoulder whispering, "This is your turn." So that's what happened.
And what a gift it was. I feel enriched by hearing your story and what you're about, and what a wonderful adventure this sounds like, an adventure of discovery for you. So I do wish you all the best with this, and thank you for sharing it with all of us.
Thank you.
So that is the end of our coaching session. And before I open it to everyone else to talk about, I just want to find out from you first, Barry, what's your experience of being coached? Anything particular that stood out for you?
Yeah, one of the phases that I've had the honor of coaching about 80 other coaches over my career, and one of the phrases I think is common to the coaching profession is coaches let their questions do the heavy lifting. And I had the experience of doing one heck of a lot of heavy lifting in 20 minutes. So it felt like I was lifting for hours. And, you know, the questions and the self-reflection and the inquiry you took me through was, very valuable and not necessarily easy work. So I felt that you were fully present, that you cared, and that you were allowing me to do some work that I had not have fully done so far. And so that was a very masterful engagement I saw in you.
Thanks. And is that one of your quotable quotes? Coaches let their clients do the heavy lifting?
Well, it could be. I don't know who that's attributed to, but that's what I've heard.
I think it's attributed to Barry. Barry, it's yours.
Well,
it's your quote.
I don't know. My coach would probably do the research and see if somebody else put their dibs on it, but that's fine, too. I use it enough.
I love it. Wonderful. So thank you. Anything else you want to say before I open it up to the group?
No, I'm just going to say thank you very much, Carly. It was a pleasure of interacting with you, and I felt taken care of and also challenged at the same time.
Thank you. And I personally would love to know more about your project, so please do email me. It's on the handout. Just send me an email, let me know about your project. I really would love to know more.
Will do. Thank you.
So let's open it up. The two that I want to start with, the two competencies I want you to comment on, a coaching agreement, because I made a big deal at the beginning of this that was such an important thing. And I want you to comment on what you noticed specifically, if you had written down questions or the process I was involved with Barry to get to what he wanted from the session, and also my presence. How did I partner with the client? What indicated that I was partnering with the client? And what indicated that I was present. So you can comment on any of those things. Who wants to make some observations?
This is Kyle. I would love for other people to chime in, but
it's all voice. Totally fine, Kyle.
Well, as far as the coaching agreement, there was a lot of ambiguity that was, because Barry's trying. I mean, when I was listening to him, it was like there was this whirlwind of information and ideas, and it's hard to grab and get traction when you're moving in a new direction, as Barry is. And you really were very, I don't want to use the word relentless, but I applaud you for continuing to have him whittle down and whittle down to what he wanted to get out of the time together. Because I think that's something as coaches we can allow the agenda sometimes to be a little too ambiguous, and then it is hard to measure if it's been a successful session. So that was beautiful as you went back to the measure of success that you had, gotten him to. And that wasn't easy.
Thanks, Kyle. And before I comment on the coaching agreement, does anyone else have any other things you want to, you can question as well, you don't have to agree, but is there anything that you're questioning about the agreement that I did?
I like, this is Jim again, I like Kyle's description of relentless, but I experienced it as gentle. I think I won't say cleverness in the sense of manipulation, but cleverness in the sense of how you stayed with it with him was continuing to, and I think part of the way that you were present with him is that it was clear, and you allowed him to talk for a little while, that he wasn't clear what he wanted, which is not uncommon, particularly with the project that Barry's working on. And so you allowed some of that language to sharpen your focus the next time around when you asked him, well, then how would you like to move forward? Or how would you, what would you want? And you came back to the question, but I never felt like, you know, you were a dog with a bone. You simply wanted to make sure that you met his needs, and you felt the best way to do that was to help him get a little greater clarity around, you know, what he wanted to achieve. And I think eventually, and that's the other powerful thing for me, which is to understand, and Barry said it in his quote, but it's a sense of, it's our, not our job to solve. And this is a situation where there's not really a solution, and sometimes, I've had a client where they walk away and the comfort they get is being more comfortable with not knowing and more comfortable with the fact that, oh, well, there aren't any firm answers. But so I appreciated how you did those things, Carly.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for your articulate way of bringing that forth, Jim. Yeah, I just want to walk through the process because the actual coaching agreement, this is another misnomer, is that it's separate from coaching. I was coaching Barry the entire time because he was getting clarity all the way. So he started off with collaboration and playing in others' sandbox. This is new. And so that was the external. That's more about outside of him. It's like the environment. And so I just asked about that, which then brought forth a more personal writing as a fear of mine. So then I merely made the observation, we now have two things. Is there anything else? And then daring greatly, and the whole vulnerability thing came up. So, and then I brought, you know, I then brought that in. So there's, I just reflected back the things I was now hearing and using to the best of my ability, the language and concepts that Barry was expressing. I'm not going to capture everything. You can't as a coach. You can only do your best. But I wanted to keep putting it back in his language. And all the time I'm doing that, that's helping the client, Barry, to get clearer. He's already been coached. So the coaching agreement is not separate. You are coaching. If you're doing the coaching agreement well and you're in inquiry and you're dancing between questions and observations and questions, and you know, though, that you really want to help the client to understand how this session, so they, there's a track. They, it might change during the coaching. We call that recontracting. It's not that it has to stay there. But it moved from a what to a who. So the, instead of it being just about, like, I have this book and it's about my writing partners and, you know, which is where it started, it got down to a very personal inner, how do I navigate this uncomfortable, scary, vulnerable journey that I'm on, which is completely different than anything else I've ever done, which is where the measure of success around having a greater sense of centeredness and confidence and calm and peace, and it became very, it dropped from a what to a who. And all of that was coaching. And so that's, I just want to make that point that don't think the coaching agreement is separate from. So the coaching presence informed my listening because I'm being present, but I'm also knowing the structure of my coaching session agreement. So I'm asking questions, and hopefully the more questions I ask that are very relevant to Barry's language and concepts, that's what makes it, you know, get clear for Barry what's important to him because I'm using his language. So the distinction, last distinction, because I'm going to hand it over to back to Rebecca, is the difference between ACC, PCC, and MCC level coaching is the progression of the what to the who. ACC would have just focused, if I was just doing an ACC level, I would just focus on the first thing the client said, you know, about the writing, and I would have focused on the, it would have been a bigger external, more about how to solve the problem of getting this book written, or how do I collaborate, what something around that. When you're getting into PCC level, the middle level, professional certified coach level, you really are bringing in the who. You have to pay attention to the client's thinking, and it's also mixed with the what. So you notice that there's a dance between trying to solve the problem, thinking about the environment, oh, and how does the client have to think about this and feel. Then when you move into the master levels of coaching, you're actually shifting to looking at getting clear that and asking questions that continue to peel back to the who, so that Barry can find out where his strengths are, and I asked him how he'd handled some of these things before, he can draw on his values and he can think that from that perspective, rather, and then he can apply that to how he would move forward on the what. So it moves to completely being in the who, and the what becomes a natural output. So I hope that was of value to you all. Thank you for your presence and for your engagement. Really appreciate those who spoke up, and I know the rest of you, you know, you're there. I appreciate you being there. So I'm going to hand it back over to you, Rebecca.